With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. Matt, Ryan, and Shannon. We did a little paddling in the first hour. Stoops' contract. Sweating. Apparently, a gallon of water is 8 pounds.
Wow. Okay.
So now you can see how you could drink that.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And actually, it makes it easier for me to see how you could sweat that out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because there's probably people that sweat out a gallon of water, right?
Sweaters.
That's right. Sweaters. That's be what they are.
They're sweaters.
That's right. All right. Let's go over some new stuff here. First of all, Florida defensive. Well, he's actually listed as a linebacker, but I think if he came here, he'd be an edge rusher. Chris Bogle is in the transfer portal, and Ryan, I think Kentucky has a really good shot at getting him. This is a guy who was a high four-star recruit, was a top 100 player in the country, went to Florida, hasn't quite worked out completely, and I think I think Kentucky's got a really good shot at him. I don't think it's certain, but I think they got a good shot at him, and he would be somebody that they definitely need.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Stoops and company killed it in the transfer portal last year. I expect they'll bring in some big dudes that are going to play immediately, even this year. There's no doubt.
But, I mean, you like the idea of getting an edge rusher who can get to the quarterback?
Of course. Kind of an area where we didn't have much success, or as much success we thought we were going to have this year.
Yeah, so I think to watch out for him. I mean, there's going to be a lot of guys enter the transfer portal, and there's going to be a lot of guys that they try to get. But I think this is one that they feel very good about at a position of need. And so I think it's one to kind of watch. Now, there were a lot of interesting results in college basketball last night. Tom Crean, the Fighting Tom Creans, beat Memphis last night.
Number 18 team in the country.
So if people understand, Georgia has 10 new players.
Everybody left.
Everyone left. And of the 10 new players, like, none of them are particularly good. And yet, they beat a Memphis team that's ranked 18th. That same Memphis team lost by 20 to an Iowa State team picked at the bottom of the Big 12. And now they lose to Georgia, who's probably picked at the bottom of the SEC. Is it fair to say Penny Hardaway's the worst coach in the country?
Come on, he's going to be a great coach. He's got all these great players. They're going to make a run at a championship.
Still, they have the two of the four highest ranked players in America, and they might make the NIT again.
Definitely the most underwhelming team, considering the talent they have versus the results they get.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've had superstars.
Yeah.
And they haven't even made the NCAA tournament.
How does that even happen?
Coaching.
I mean,
he can't be that bad, though, really.
I mean, they have Jalen Duren and Imani Bates. They have two of the four highest-rated recruits in the country, and they're losing to Georgia. They lost by 20 to Iowa State.
Yeah, I don't know about Iowa State, but I know Georgia's going to be horrible this year, apparently.
I mean, Georgia came into that game, just so people know, 2-5.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to see who they beat and who they lost to.
I think they've lost some crazy games. Like, all right, so read me Georgia's schedule before they got to Memphis.
Okay, let's see.
This is how they got to Memphis.
So they lost to Wofford.
Okay.
They lost to Northwestern by 16.
Oh, my goodness.
They lost to Virginia by 10. They lost to Georgia Tech by 10. They beat South Carolina State, lost to Cincinnati by 5, lost to Florida International by 7.
Wow.
So that's their...
So who do they... The only person you said they beat was South Carolina State.
Yeah.
And Memphis?
And Memphis, yeah.
Oh, so they were 1-5 going into that game.
My goodness.
No, hold on. I'm sorry. They beat Florida International. So, yeah, 2-5.
Beat Florida International.
Yeah.
So lost to Wofford. Yeah, they play kind of a hard schedule, actually. I mean, they play what? You mentioned Memphis, Northwestern, Virginia, Cincinnati. I mean, that's not a bad schedule, honestly.
Better than ours.
See, I knew you were going to say that.
Beat me too.
And Georgia Tech. So they play, I mean, they've played out of their first 8 games, they've played 5 good teams, right?
Yeah. Yeah, not bad.
But we play 5 good teams through the course of our non-conference.
Right, yeah.
What's their December like? Who do they play from now on?
They got Jacksonville, George Mason, Western Carolina,
okay,
East Tennessee State, so Gardner-Webb.
It does seem like to me, Ryan, that these other teams play hard Novembers, easy Decembers. And we kind of play easy Novembers, hard Decembers.
A lot of these teams play in these Thanksgiving tournaments where you play.
That's probably part of it. That's part of it. But would you rather play hard Novembers, easy Decembers, or easy Novembers, hard Decembers?
I would probably say that I want the better games in December.
Okay.
So then they're doing it right then.
So then it sounds like you're very happy with the current schedule.
Yeah, I've spoke nothing but had great high praise for this schedule we're playing right now. The home non-conference schedule is trash.
That's probably true. All right, South Carolina, another team in the SEC, going for the bottom of the league. Lost by 21 to Coastal Carolina. 21, Ryan.
Got run. Not good.
I mean, they got run. How bad are they?
Actually, I think it was 24.
24? How do you lose by 24 to Coastal Carolina?
You're supposed to be the big dog right there. Let little brother come in and smack you around like that.
Was the game there?
It says it's at Coastal Carolina.
So they played a road game
at Coastal Carolina. Why do you go there to Coastal Carolina? You have a home.
Well, I mean,
home
if you're Coastal Carolina, you're like, I'm not coming. We beat you by 24. We're not coming to your place. Yeah. So South Carolina might be just hideous. Now, read me there what they've done so far.
Okay, they've beaten USC Upstate. They lost.
I love the name of that, by the way. Yeah. I love there's a school called South Carolina Upstate.
The directional school.
I always say they should have one South Carolina Down Yonder.
Yep. They lost to Princeton by 4. They beat Western Kentucky by 9.
Oh, they beat Western Kentucky.
They did, yeah.
How good are the Toppers this year, Ryan?
I'm not real for sure yet how good they're going to be this year.
That's not good, though, if they lost to a team that just lost to Princeton.
They
but go ahead.
Beat UAB.
How much did they beat them by?
By 3.
Okay.
They beat Wofford by 11. So Wofford's playing everybody in the SEC.
Wofford, you got to take the Wofford out, all right?
Yeah, they beat Rider by 7, and then
Rider.
Yeah, and then Coastal Carolina last night lost by 24.
So every game they're in, they're close, except Coastal Carolina.
Yep.
Is Frank Martin still their coach, right?
Yeah, he is.
All right.
Yes.
Now, see, though, they got Georgetown, Florida State, Clemson.
So they're doing what we're doing. They're playing the hard games in December.
Right.
Okay. Then the other score that I could not believe was Washington State, Arizona State. First of all, I'm not sure why they're playing a conference game December the 1st, but they did. And Washington State won 51-29.
Wow.
29.
That's a halftime score.
Let me give you some numbers. It's the fewest points by BCS Power 5 program. It's the third fewest points in like 15 years. It's the second. They scored 10 points in the second half.
My goodness.
The second fewest points any team in a Power 5 conference has scored in a half since like 1990. Now, you may, of course, go, well, what's the lowest? In 2000, Cal only scored 5 points in a half.
No way.
Can you imagine that?
No. Did you see the Vandy VCU score last week?
What?
47-34. Is that worse than 51-29?
Did Vandy win?
No, they lost.
Whoa, what? Wait, Vandy only scored 34?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I think that
could be worse than 51-29.
Man. 47-30. So Vandy only scored 34.
Yeah.
So they're going to be terrible.
They've only lost one game. It was that one.
I think if you only lose one, though, and you score 34 in the process.
Yeah.
So the bottom of the SEC, Ryan, could just be dreadful.
Yeah. Those three teams right there you're talking about, I think Missouri's not going to be very good this year. Well, you said they're very top heavy and they're very bottom heavy. Good, really good teams and some really bad teams.
Yeah. So anyway, I by the way, that 29 points, is that the curse of Joel Justice?
That's what I was going to say. I was waiting for one of us to say that.
Oh, you wanted me to be. I was waiting for you to say it. I was hoping one of you two would say it.
Just coincidence. How'd we do last year when he was on the staff?
Oh, wait a minute. Is that shade, Ryan?
I'm just throwing it out there just for conversation.
Wow.
That's all.
Ryan. Right, so you blame him for last year?
No, not at all.
That's what I'm hearing.
Is that what it sounds like to you, Shannon?
Yeah, sounds pretty clear.
I don't know. I think the implication was there. Joel, what's up, Joel? Speaking of Joels.
Couple of things, Matt. A coach's salary, private school, not in the state of Kentucky. He has 8 coaches on his staff. And their staff salary is $1.3 million.
I don't understand what you're saying. Is it high school? Okay, you're saying, okay. Yeah. But, I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I just thought it's an unusually high salary for a high school football coach.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt about that. But is this like one of these mega academies?
No, it's a small private school. My daughter's an administrator and my grandson's on the team.
How much do you think, Ryan, is the, like, in Kentucky high school football, what team do you think has the most salary for their staff?
Oh, that's a great question, because I would think it would be something like Covington Catholic or Trinity or St. X.
So, like, I have no idea what football coaches make. What does the head coach at, let's say, Trinity make?
Man, I wouldn't even know what they make over
there. But, I mean,
there.
Ballpark, is it $100,000? Is it $50,000? I have no idea.
I wouldn't think $100,000, but you could be right. I don't really.
So, Ryan, what does, like, the head football coach at Douglas make?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea.
No, that's public, right? It's all.
Well, it should be. I mean, it's the public school. I mean, Trinity's not, but Douglas is.
Yeah, I don't know what the going rate is for good.
I have no idea. Like, that's an interesting question. I have no idea what high school coaches make. You could tell me any number, and unless it was like $150,000 or more, I wouldn't be shocked. Do you have any idea?
No, I'd be afraid to even try to guess. I know. Somebody just texted me that knows and said there are some coaches that make 6 figures.
At public schools?
Yeah. At this one.
So how are they allowed to do that? Because, I mean, like, teacher salaries in Kentucky are set by statute. So how are they allowed to play coaches, I would assume, more than that?
Probably a lot of it is their inflated teaching position. If they're like, you know, a lot of these coaches are.
Oh, so you're saying they add the salary for the teaching and the coaching?
I bet, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I have absolutely no idea. But anyway, go ahead.
On the other subject, Matt, on the corporal punishment, I have a friend who was a superintendent of a very small school district up in Illinois, and he was instructed by their board to send out a questionnaire on the first day of school as to whether the parents would allow corporal punishment. And he got back 114 no's. Now, that's out of a school district of a little over 400. Very small.
And how many yeses? The rest?
They got the rest of them were yeses.
Oh, wow.
Over a quarter of them said no.
Well, but I mean, I'm more surprised that 73 quarters said yes.
Like, well, here's the thing. He started having problems with all of those kids who knew that their parents said no. So he could not do the corporal punishment. He called the juvenile officer and had him take it down to the juvenile office.
Well, I mean, that's I don't want to get into how do you stop the kids. I'm more interested in that 3/4 of the parents would say yes. You think that would be what it would be like now? I mean, are we so, like, in the minority on this, or am I crazy?
Maybe
are we in the 25%? I mean, are 75% of parents going to say yes? That can't be true, can it?
And he said that was recent, right?
Yeah, but I don't know where he's talking about. And, like, but I'm just saying, like.
Maybe we are.
Think, Ryan?
I think it makes a difference. And just saying that you and Shannon don't have kids, and I think
think the people with kids are more likely to say do it?
I think so, because we've had to do it as parents at home.
We didn't have to.
You know, you don't have to. You're right, but most most do as forms of.
You think most? Okay, punishment. Now that's another point. You think most parents spank?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm. And Shannon, you and I are from. I mean, we're not from like Orange County. I mean, we're from Middlesboro and Bullitt County.
Right. I don't think I would spank my kid. But
I think when I was growing
kid,
up,
maybe I would change that.
I think when I was growing up, over half the kids at my school probably got spanked. I do believe that. But I have a hard time seeing over half the parents saying it's okay.
It'd be interesting to see a poll of that.
But the problem is, like, if I put that on Twitter, I'm going to get 90% of people saying no, but that's because Twitter is a different crowd.
Yeah.
I think
if
I put it on Facebook, though, that's also a different crowd.
What about the text machine? Everybody can text these days, right? Or most.
Okay, I actually do think the text machine gives the most balanced set of things. So let's just do that.
Okay.
If you were sent home with a note that says, will you allow your child to be spanked at school? And let me just say this. I only want you to rank if you are a parent now. Okay, so like if you were a parent 50 years ago, I mean, it's not the same thing right now, right? And if you're not a parent, just if you're a parent now and that came home, yes or no? And let's see what it is, all right? We'll take a break. Be right back. 772-774-5254.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Why do you punish me?
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
You're counting my Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio. What is this song?
Johnny Cash.
I know it's Johnny Cash.
Why do you punish me?
Okay. The thing about Johnny Cash is there's always a song you haven't ever heard before. I heard one from him the other day that I was like, I've never heard that before. Yeah. I mean, there's always something from him that you're like, I had no idea he did that one.
Must have had 1,000 songs over
he
his
must
career.
Have. If you're just looking at the course of everything. Hey, are you stressed out about holiday shopping or other worries? Kentucky's number one rated CBD company is Cornbread Hemp. 2,000 reviews. I just got another order coming to me, which I'm excited about. Cornbreadhemp.com. Promo code is KSR. You can get 30% off your entire purchase. If you need help with sleep, body aches, whatever, try it. I think you'll like it. Cornbreadhemp.com. Promo code is KSR. There was a thread yesterday online that said, if you want to understand what America is like, listen to sports talk radio. It gives you the best cross segment of society. I'm not sure if I totally believe that, but I do think this show might give the best cross segment of society. I mean, there are people that listen to this show that text me during the show that are like the most important people in the state. And then there are just people in every town just hanging out.
Every age,
yep. Kids, grandparents. So if you want to know what people think, this is a good way. But I will tell you, sometimes you're surprised.
What would have been
so
your
results? I want you to take a guess, looking at the text machine, of what I counted 100, the last 100, although there's been more than 100 people weigh in. Take a guess.
Percentage-wise
that say, yes, they would allow the teachers to they would sign the note that says they could spank.
I'll say 60% said yes, they would.
Okay, what do you think, Ryan?
75.
60.
60. All
right. Yeah.
That shocks me, though. I mean, it does. It shocks me. 60? In 2021, 60% of the people would let the teacher at their school spank their kid. And this is not like I'm not just doing this in Hazard, Perry County, Bell County, and Raceland. This is the whole state.
Yeah.
Maybe right. even out of state.
Out of state.
Yeah. So now you sit there and go, well, how do they still let it in those four schools? That's why.
There you go. If it were a vote, they would continue to spank.
I mean, there's your answer. That's unbelievable.
I guess we're in the minority.
It's very rare to me that we do something on here, and I feel like I have a pretty good hand on the pulse of our audience and the state. I disagree with a lot of the state, but I feel like I generally have a good idea where they are. That surprises me. I would not have put that at 60%. I would have thought it had been like 30.
I probably would have too, but then when you said you were surprised by the results, that's why I went to 60.
Yeah, I sort of gave it away, didn't I?
Yeah.
But Ryan, you said 75, but you said you wouldn't sign the note, right?
I don't think I really said. I would want to know like the punishment.
But again, it doesn't matter. The note. Would you sign the note?
I probably would sign it. Yeah.
Okay, well, he's in the 60. And, you know, Ryan, knows. What's interesting to me is, like, Ryan's a liberal, and he'd sign it.
Yep.
So, well, Shannon, who would have thought the most enlightened Middlesbrough and Bullitt Countyans?
We were wrong.
We were wrong. I am surprised by that. I really am. Jim, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, quick question or quick statement on that. What about on the spanking, if you're a single parent who's working full-time and they offer you the option, you can either take a day off work because we're going to suspend your kid for a day or we're going to spank your child. What do you do when it comes to
household? I think whether or not you have to take work off from school shouldn't change – or from, excuse me, a day off of work shouldn't change your mind. Like, either you think it's okay to hit your kid or not. I mean, my answer is, of course, no. But, like, why would it change if it's just inconvenient for you?
Because you're having to deal with, you know, you may have another child. You've got a child you cannot leave at home.
No, I understand,
so you're gonna have
that would be a terrible situation. I get all that. But, like, I guess my view would be if you don't want your kid getting hit, you shouldn't all of a sudden be okay with him getting hit because you might have to leave work.
No, I'm okay with it for certain cases. Like he said, you know, the way I understand the law is they have to call you and notify you ahead of time before they do it.
Not now.
Still get your verbal
well, not
permission.
Now. Now it's all they're doing a note before the school year starts.
Yeah, and like I said, in certain situations, yes, I'm for it, especially for, like I said, those single parents who may have to take off if their kids will be expelled.
Well, I appreciate the call. I don't know that the convenience of your day should determine that, but I was in the minority. We'll be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
I'm sitting here trying to think the last time we did like a poll or something where I was that surprised by the result. Can you think of one?
No. Usually,
come up with anything?
Usually it's not that surprising.
Yeah, I mean, usually we get in the ballpark. Yeah. But I would have put it, like I said, at half that. And so, yeah, you ever just look in your pocket and just see random like business cards and wonder, when did I meet that person?
Did you haven't washed those pants in a while?
That's exactly what it means.
You've been putting them in the freezer.
Where did that come from? Hey, Ryan, where are we? Tomorrow we are at Don Franklin on Richmond Road at like a Hyundai dealership. Is that right?
Don Franklin, yeah, right there. It's in between New Circle and Man of War on Richmond Road.
That's a pretty big area. It's a Hyundai, right?
Sure.
All right, so the answer is you don't know. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Here, I think somebody sent it to me. Hang on, since he's normally Ryan's supposed to know the phone number at the bar, and he is supposed to know, yes, 3340 Richmond Road, Hyundai, Lexington.
Okay, there you go.
3340 Richmond Road. So we hope to see you all tomorrow at Don Franklin. I look forward to saying hi to everyone. So Shannon, I talked about this on the pregame show Monday, but I do want to note with you, I sort of stuck my neck out a little bit with my bosses at ESPN.
Oh yeah? How so?
So, you know, I did all that radio over the weekend.
Right.
Right. And it was, and I was like, you know what? And I basically did, for those of the people that listen, I basically just did KSR. I mean, I did. I just did KSR. I just did it with Myron.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was just having callers on, and like we did a celebrity guest picker, and there was a kid who won free milk and all this stuff. And like that's on the NFL show, I just did that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I realized like I had a lot of fun. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to call my big bosses and just sort of put it on the table. Right.
Yeah.
So I called my big bosses, two of them, had two different conversations. I was like, listen, I enjoy doing this. But, like, I think this is what we should be doing. Like, we had tons of feedback. I had more people write me after my Sunday show where I, like, had the fake celebrities and all that than anything I've ever done for ESPN. I think we should do this. And there was, like, sort of silence on the other end. And they were like, well, first of all, Matt, we listened, and it was hilarious, and we liked it. And I was like, there you go.
Into conversation.
What else do you need?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, but there wasn't a lot of NFL talk. And I was like, so what? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked a little bit about it. We picked games.
There's only so much you can say.
There's how many times can we talk about Dak?
You're just repeating yourself after a while.
And I said, look. They said, well, if you were to have a show, what would you do? And I was like, that. I would just make sports the kickoff for everything else. I said, listen, and this is the part where I sort of stuck my neck out a little bit. I was like, I think I can be as entertaining as anybody you have. I know less about sports than everybody you have. But you need somebody like that. So we'll see what their reaction is.
Well, it's good that you called them and they didn't have to call you because they were upset with the content.
I think they were fine with it, but I called them. And here's basically, like, I felt like I'll do like another year of this. But, like, if this is not going to lead to something, like, I don't want to every Sunday morning for the rest of my life get up and do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's nice money, but I don't need it. Like, it's not, I just wanted to sort of say, like, do you like what we do or not? Because in a dream world for me, I don't know why they wouldn't just let me take you all and we all do ESPN. This show we could do nationally. We could. It would not, it couldn't be just centered around Kentucky, but we could.
Yeah.
And, Ryan, I think people would like it. I mean, we'd have to get you watching this. You'd have to watch the games at that point.
Do a little show prep.
You'd have to do a little show prep. But, Ryan, I don't see why we couldn't do it.
I think what we do is more of an entertainment show than a sports show anyway. And I think people enjoy it, the off-topic stuff we get into. So I think it definitely could go national.
But it certainly was like, I was like, you know what? I've been doing this for four. I mean, I've been on there for 4 years now.
Has it been that long? Wow. It doesn't seem like...
I'm the only person they kept through COVID that wasn't an employee. And then they made me an employee last year. But...
They obviously like what you do or they wouldn't have give you all these shifts.
I think they like what I do, but they're not confident you could do it all the time. You know what I mean? Like, they think I'm kind of a good middle reliever.
Yeah.
But they're like, could we make him a starter? I don't know.
Well, there's a time and place for all of it. I mean, if there's a big sports topic, you're not going to ignore that. But on days when there's not a whole lot going on, you could talk topics like spanking.
But like 2 years ago, I would have never felt like I had the guts to have that conversation with them. But I felt like, why not? Rooney, what's up, Rooney?
This may be the dumbest call you receive all day, but I want to get your opinion. So a week before school starts, a waiver sent home to the parents, and they sign it saying, yeah, we agree with corporal punishment. Let's say Johnny gets in some trouble. The principal decides, okay, it's time for the punishment. They call the parents into the school, call Johnny to the principal. The principal stands up and says, okay, mom, dad, turn around, bend over, and they get the whipping instead of Johnny. What about that?
Well, I mean, the answer would be everybody would think that's ridiculous, but that goes to my point of why it's ridiculous you hit the kid. I mean, do we believe that hitting adults would make them change their behavior?
Not in a work setting or a school setting.
What about in any setting?
Well, I mean, if you're going to get into a fight, yeah, maybe somebody would change.
Do you think if instead of jail time you gave spankings, it would make any difference?
No. People would laugh at a spanking.
They would laugh at it. So that's part of what, partially why, Ryan, it's so silly.
I guess, yeah, in the adult world, you just fire the person. And so the child world, you could send them to the alternative school.
Yeah. Well, I've made my opinion clear. Dan, what's up, Dan?
Hey, Matt. Hey, it's Dan from Rocky Mount.
What's up?
I'm going to change gears here. As far as our UK, the total rankings this year, as far as top 25, is this probably the best year we've ever had? I mean, football, we were 25. Basketball, number...
Well, they don't do it like that. They do it school year. So last year... For that school year, we had one of our best years ever, and our basketball team stunk. And our football team wasn't very good. And we still did good, Ryan, because we won volleyball and we did well and a lot of other stuff. So if you think about it, last year I think we did pretty well, and our major sports weren't even that great. So now this year, if we actually have a good football team and we end up having a good basketball team, volleyball is good. They're going to do, I'm sure they're going to be good in rifle. Softball will be good. Men's soccer went to the tournament. I mean, they won't be number one or two. Those schools like Florida and Stanford, they do well because they're good at all those secondary sports. But I could see us being like top 10 or 12, Ryan, don't you think?
And that's the credit to Mitch Barnhart, what he's done with the entire athletic department. All the Olympic sports and the other sports are thriving.
Yeah, I mean, our men's track and field, I mean, we're top 20 in both of those. So this year we ought to be great.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call. They should be great. You know, the volleyball team now, they play tomorrow night, Ryan. They play against Southeast Missouri at 7:30.
That's right.
I bet that place is packed, don't you?
Yeah, because I'm telling you what, they're fun to watch. They're good again this year. They got another chance to make it back to the Final Four and win a championship. They really do.
Yeah, they play two games at home. And then the next series, I think, would be against Ryan, Nebraska. Is that right? Is that who the 10 seed is? They're the 7.
I honestly didn't look ahead to see who they would meet.
I think I want to say it's Nebraska. And I assume since they're the 7 and Nebraska would be the 10, I assume that would be here as well, wouldn't it? Because we'd be the higher seeded team.
Yeah.
So, good luck to the UK women.
Absolutely. Good luck.
As they get ready for it. Tonight, the Cowboys play. Which means if I were on ESPN, more Dak talk.
That's all you talk about.
Yep.
So we're doing the thing at the bar where you could come win $250 for trivia. People say the Cowboys are the most popular team. So, Ryan, if somebody comes to the bar tonight and wears Cowboy gear, Cowboys, not like Cowboy gear like a hat, but like Dallas Cowboys gear, then I've got a little surprise for them. Everybody that comes with a hat.
Or with
clothes. I don't care about the hat. Like, I mean, but with like Dallas Cowboys gear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll give away $250. You think there will be?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there will be Cowboys fans in there.
Well, I tweeted out, Cowboys fans, where are you? And I didn't get many. Is Lexington not have Cowboys fans?
Well, they'll be here. They're everywhere. They're wearing their ugly
looking. I thought they were, but I was kind of surprised. Because every week I pick the team that I think is the most well-liked here and say, hey, retweet or what they're like. And the Cowboys fans were quiet. You think they're embarrassed at how stinky they are right now?
Maybe that's it. Yeah. They'll show up, though. And I texted you, a dude dropped you off two cowboy hats to possibly wear to the Morgan Wallen concert.
All right, so here's the thing about that. I had some women in my life say, don't wear that.
With Jordans.
Well, it wasn't the Jordans. They said that Morgan Wallen doesn't wear cowboy hats.
Well, who cares what he does?
But they were like, you're going to be the only person in a cowboy hat. They were like, if it was George Strait or Garth Brooks, mm-hmm. wear a cowboy hat. But Morgan Wallen and this whole bro country thing,
no,
you're
going to
be
hats.
The only dude in a cowboy hat. Is that possibly right?
It's possibly, yeah. But this is Lexington, Kentucky. We are in horse country. There's going to be cowboy hats out there for that concert.
Yeah, but you don't just see people wearing cowboy hats, like just walking. I mean, he's acting like we're in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wyoming.
I mean, I don't know. Do you ever see people just walking around in cowboy hats in Lexington?
On their horse farms.
I don't know. I mean, I don't go to horse farms. But, like, in Lexington, I don't know. So now I'm sort of leaning, and that was nice of him, and I'll put him on and take pictures. But I'm sort of now leaning, Shannon, to no on the Cowboys.
Don't worry about what everybody else is doing.
Well, another person was like, "You're Matt, you're in the pit. People are not going to enjoy a 6'4 dude with a cowboy hat on standing in front of them."
Well, get taller.
Move around you. Yeah.
Wear lifts. I don't know what to tell them.
Well, that's true. Surf Pro is used in disaster response. And in today's world, that's not just fire and water cleanup. It's also if you have any worry about COVID. If you've been had your business infected, call 1-800-SERVPRO or servpro.com. That's S-E-R-V-P-R-O. One call to bring home your home or business back to as good as new. It's 1-800-SERVPRO or servpro.com. Your COVID-19 decontamination team. We hope you don't need them, but if you do, it's SERVPRO. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Now back to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. So this is Morgan, right?
Yeah.
I gotta listen
with your cowboy hat.
I gotta listen to some of his music because I don't really know much of it.
You know this one,
so I hope he comes on. I mean, I hope I hear from the guy today. He said he'd get back with me, so it had to be tomorrow while we're out at Don Franklin.
True, right?
I already had all the things I was gonna tell him. I was gonna tell him about Boots and Conway Twitty,
mm-hmm.
Right? And I was gonna ask him why he likes Tennessee.
We don't normally do any kind of interviews.
Well, apparently he doesn't do any interviews at all right now, which is the issue. Like, yeah. He doesn't do any media at all. Probably because he doesn't want to deal with people asking about the
your family
stuff.
But I told him I'm not going to ask any of that stuff.
Yeah,
like, you know,
your cousins.
But I mean, I think they are considering it, but like, you know, we'll see. I'm not as confident as I was, but I hope it happens. You know, I hope it happens in all seriousness. I hope it happens because, this is going to make me sound cheesy, but it's true. Our grandmothers would be very happy about that.
Yeah.
They would.
Uh-huh.
They would be very happy. They were very close, and they would think that's very neat. So.
You two youngins getting together.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, you know, they would. I just know both of them, they would think that's very neat. Corey, what's up, Corey?
Hey, Matt. Two quick things. One, the corporal punishment. I find it funny if, like, you break up a fight between two kids and say, you know, we don't solve our problems with violence, and then you take them in the other room and then you paddle.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, that's true.
And then the other one is for Ryan, actually, because he said he would sign it, is, like, you know how police have those two-way mirrors when they do an interrogation? If they were going to spank his kid, do you think he would change his mind if he had to go in the other room and then watch a stranger actually spank them and watch them do it?
What do you think, Ryan?
He would feel a different way?
No, I don't think it'd change my mind at all. I spanked my own kid. I don't, and if I'm going to be there watching it, I'm sure he may have deserved it. Because, you know, I have one kid that got into a lot of trouble, and there were times he probably, in my mind, deserved to be
spanked.
But,
I mean, do you think spanking helped?
He didn't get spanked at school.
Oh, so you think, okay. Maybe so. All right, let's go to the Lands End thing here for a second. So they've now decided not to cut down the trees.
Oh, they have?
Yes, temporarily. Okay. I don't know if it's going to be permanently. But they've sort of agreed to cease for right now. Now, Ryan, you say you've changed your mind.
Yeah, I think I may have flipped a little bit after what I found out this morning.
What did you find out?
That apparently KU was doing this in other neighborhoods the last couple of weeks. And Mayor Gorton went to KU to try to talk to him about it. And they basically said something like, mind your own business. So then they went ahead, now they're doing it at Lansdowne, and everybody's right. Those trees are way below the power lines. If it was close to the power lines, I would be on KU's side, no question. But right now, these trees are like 20 feet below the lines, and I don't see how that's going to affect it. So I'm about to flip on it.
Because the trees aren't tall enough.
Correct. If they were tall enough, and then you have to do something because you can't have power outages.
So in a year or two, though, you'll be back on the other side when they get tall enough.
Yeah, maybe so.
So where are those trees to grow up? He's going to cut them right back down.
But you know what's going to happen in February? We're going to have a big freeze, and there's going to be power out all over this town, and they're going to point back to this.
See, KU's cutting him off right there.
They're cutting his wireless internet.
Did you see that? They went to the bar and they cut it off because they don't want him saying his now pro-tree propaganda. You know, that's how KU does it.
We know who really runs this place,
listen,
KU.
Here's what I didn't realize about the whole thing. Here's what's amazing to me. I can't believe KU has the authority to cut the trees down if the mayor says don't.
They can just do whatever they want.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like KU is just like...
Too bad, mayor.
I mean, are they
domain.
When did they become a dictator? No, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, if the governor were to say to people, to businesses, you can't do that, the only way the business could then do it is if a court came in and said, yes, you can. The governor's wrong. But it looks like KU is just like, we don't listen to anybody.
Right.
Yeah. If we think it's affecting the power lines or could, we're taking them
but
out.
But does that surprise
no
you that they
asked.
Have that authority that the mayor can be like, stop, and they just say no?
No, we're going to do it anyway. That's why I'm kind of.
And the police, it looked like, sided with KU against the mayor, who's allegedly their boss.
Yeah. True.
I mean,
everybody's
just kind
of talking about this story, by the way. Yeah.
I think that's really weird. Like, the fact that the police arrested that woman when the mayor was against it, I don't know how that worked. They work for the mayor.
Yeah, the mayor should have the power in that situation.
The mayor is ultimately the authority over the police. I mean, the chief is in charge, but the chief reports to the mayor. So, how did that happen?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good story right now.
Something's fishy here. KU's got something on somebody.
You think KU's got something on?
Not Mayor Gordon, but like, how?
I
am shocked that the mayor says, don't do that, and the police did it. Now, I'm not saying the police, like, didn't obey the mayor, but, like, I'm surprised that the police would just do what KU says.
That is strange.
But maybe KU is significant. I mean, maybe KU is the one with the best deal. I thought Mark Stoops had the best deal in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Maybe it's KU. I mean, who knows? KU may come and just burn my house down and go, that's what we do.
And the police say, well, you know what? Deal with it. They were right.
Sorry, this power line's right here. We got to get rid of your house. It's surprising. Tim, what's up?
Hey, Matt, wanted to weigh in on the paddling debate here a little bit, and then one other
thing. Well, just quickly.
Yes, sir. From Harlan, Kentucky, you know, and Kaywood Elementary, I remember getting paddled a couple times. The paddling wasn't the hard part. The hard part was, you know, the principal calling my parents and then going home and getting beat worse there. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but I know if the parents take an active role, that's where it is. The other thing I had was I wish Kentucky would play in more fall tournaments like they used to. It's so boring.
I do
watching
too.
These games, and wonder if you had any thoughts on whether or not they would start that back up again.
I wish someday. They'd play in the tournaments, but they're not going to. They've basically decided instead of playing in these tournaments, we'll just host our own tournament and make all the money ourselves. I hate that because our tournaments suck. You know, the Kentucky Classic that has Mount St. Mary's, Robert Morris, and Ohio. That's a classic in no sense whatsoever. So I hate it. I wish we played. The fact that we don't go to Mau, we don't do any of that, that's just ridiculous. It's just more nonsense, and it's the one thing I disagree with Cal about. I actually think Mitch is more on the side of the fans on that, but there's nothing he can do about it because Cal kind of controls that. I think if I could change one thing about Cal, Ryan, it might be that. Not so much just play home games, but also if you're going to play these neutral games, play in a tournament and don't send us out to play Ohio State, you know, in Indianapolis.
I think the fans would love that if he would switch to that thinking.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to happen. Don't stress about your holiday gifts. Give the gift of dry-aged, locally grown beef from Noche Linda Farms in Paris, Kentucky. Kentucky proud. It's Noche Linda Farms. Call 859-707-7004. Great tasting beef and steaks. These guys cook it up all the time. It's wonderful. They have daily farm pickup. They'll deliver it to you if you're in the range. It's 859-707-7004. And you can also get gift cards. Go to Noche Linda Farms. That's NocheLindaFarms.com and check it out. Tomorrow we are at Don Franklin in Richmond Road. That's the Hyundai there. Come see us. Tonight, come watch the Cowboys game. And then remember, Morgan Wallen pre-show with me performing all of Morgan Wallen's hits Friday night, Jim.
Ooh, can't wait for that.
I mean, I would
start at 4 o'clock Friday, Saturday, good. Sunday.
All Morgan Wallen music and drink specials.
Even more reason to show up. I'm there.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. This has been a Kentucky Branded show of the day.
There you go. KentuckyBranded.com.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.